This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it is a Mavs game night, of course, with Luka in town. Tip-off coming up in about 45 minutes or so on ESPN. We're talking quite a bit of sports for the next hour. Fan After Dark's coming up at 7 o'clock there with at least Fred. I see Fred in there. I'm sure Blake's on his way if he's not sleeping currently.
I think Blake's going to be at the AAC, right?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Carter's going to be doing the show with Fred.
Carter Freeman, congrats.
Yeah.
Right on.
Going to be 4 hours of college football tonight.
Let's go. Well, I'm sure it'll be amazing, and I can't wait to hear what Bobby Belt, who's down there already, has to say and what Blake has to say tomorrow in his return.
I'm just crossing my fingers that we can get one Carter Freeman G-Bag of the Day nominee out of these next 4 hours.
Yeah.
We got to get one.
Yeah.
Turn it loose, buddy. Okay, let's go around the bases, though. Proper round tripper. Rangers have scored 6 runs in back-to-back games. To what extent are you starting to relax? You know I'm a knee-jerk guy when it comes to baseball, especially in light of last year. I decided this year I'm not going to pretend like everything's going to be okay when there's signs for concern. I'm going to talk about it. I'm not going to run from it. You know, I'll leave that up to the Rangers. You know, if you want to pretend like negative results over a sustained period of time are a nothing burger, go ahead. Okay, but I'm not doing that. Anyway, they've scored 6 runs back-to-back games in frigid temperatures, beat the Cubbies soundly this afternoon, avoided the rain as well in the 6-2 triumph. Mally was awesome. Seager hit 2 solo shots. One, the second at bat of the game off Imanaga, that could have been 3 consecutive home runs to open up the game because Josh Young hit one to the track. Marcus Semien hit one to the track. Like, they came out dialed and ready to rock and ultimately break it loose in the middle innings as Heim went yard. Our guy Jonah on the show Monday has been crushing it this week. So congrats to the guys for figuring out a way to get one in Chicago. Cubs, a very good team. There's no shame in losing 2 of 3 in Chicago in those conditions. But I think maybe the best thing today was Seager's 2 home runs. But shortly after that, it's Mally's performance. Because now DeGrom, Eovaldi, Mally has come back from the Tommy John and appears to be everything that he was pre-injury.
Yeah, and let's not forget our young Vanderbilt guy. You know, he gets back
Rocker,
from the blister.
Yeah.
Jack attack.
Lighter. Jack, yeah, lighter. You know, I mean, and he was throwing some bullpen sessions and stuff like that. So hopefully he'll be back sooner than later. But yeah, that's it's nice to see the Rangers score some runs. Unfortunate though that the inning last night, we didn't get a chance to talk about it today very much, but that they've been playing some really good defense, and then they had the 2 errors and really in that one inning that kind of threw the game.
That was brutal.
It was brutal. You know, and you're kind of sitting there in the Martin's throwing
Tavares had another one today, by the way.
I know, Brian. And that's where I'm kind of like, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, man, you're playing well in defense, but that it just shows you what sometimes the margin of error for these teams and what happens, you know, when a guy like, you know, when they don't make plays, and then all of a sudden, you know, you mentioned Tavares, you mentioned what happened, you know, with Young at third, you know, they could have had a double play ball there, could have been out of the inning, but instead the Cubs, you know, so Rangers just can't have those types of things happen. They're going to have errors, yes, in baseball, but man, some of the times that they've had them, it's just been very unfortunate. And that was last night. That was the case.
I'm so anxious to move on from Tavares. I tweeted about it today when he was 0 for 2 and had the error. He followed up with two hits. I mean, the guy has made some great plays over the years. Maybe I should show more appreciation and respect for Tavares. But, you know, with Carter out and Carter struggling to hit left-handed pitching still, they depend on him. And they're going to have to depend on him more with Langford being out.
Mm-hmm.
On pace to be a 40-bomb guy, you know, picked up right where he left off last September, 10-day IL. Didn't Sands say earlier they think it's not going to be too bad?
Well, oh, yeah, for Wyatt?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those obliques can get a little weird on you.
Yeah.
Didn't he have one in spring training, too, that him and Adolis Garcia both had a little something with the oblique stuff that kept him out for a little bit? So you can see, obviously, Adolis has come back. He's been fine. Langford's been great up until that moment. But you could see it last night when he was swinging that bat so gosh dang hard. You could tell something on one of those didn't quite feel right for him. But you've seen it go to where there's Nathaniel Lowe, and it's like 6 weeks with an oblique issue.
Yeah.
So you just hope that this isn't the initial 10-day, and then all of a sudden we're extending this thing.
I always worry about Rangers and injuries.
Yeah, because you're never getting the whole truth up front.
I always feel like everything's going to be okay, and then the next thing you know, the guy's on the 60-day. You know, and you're like, wait, what just happened? Right. You know, wait a minute, you told me that everything's going to be all right, something we don't need to worry about, and here we are.
Do you think he's wound too tight when you look at his body? I know you pay attention to the male physique.
I do, yes. And I would. I'm curious because you've seen.
Who did I say that about? Did I say that about him? Didn't I say that wound too tight? I tell you that one time.
Said that about players before, but I don't know if it was specifically about Wyatt. But he definitely has. I mean, he got more muscled, jacked up this off season.
Even he dominated more so than the last year.
He looks incredible, but wonder if at some point you've almost overdone it with the muscle that's packed up in there.
I know they're always doing those twisting stretches for like 30 minutes before games, so I feel like they're getting enough flexibility in there. But sometimes you get too strong for your own good in a lot of sports, you know. But if you could pack on muscle like that and you just had that, I could see where it would be very addicting to try to make it even greater.
Yeah, for sure. Especially because it's like his speed is still so lethal. It's not like he sacrificed any of that. When you watch him turn the bases, it's like, oh my gosh, this dude is absolutely flying. So you don't want to take that away from him. But I do wonder, where's the balance in being too muscular?
Yeah. Okay, I got a couple of more Rangers notes in here for you. And then do you have some other baseball stuff, or you want to pick up and talk Luca? Okay.
Yeah, I'm rocking.
Congrats to the Rangers fans getting a chance to watch them on TV more. Their ratings were 51% higher for opening day on the Rangers sports network. And they're up 44% over their season average. And I guess they're coming to a couple of more cable networks, Vive Broadband and GS Broadband, out there in Greenville, Texas. So this is awesome. It was really disappointing to see what had happened with our local sports, cable TV packages, but we're back to a good place.
Yeah, but we also encourage you to listen to them on the radio.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah. We encourage you, especially day games. We love those day games when you can listen to those day games.
The x-rays were okay on Evan Carter. So he was hit by pitch during yesterday's show. He has avoided serious injury. Right. And then the sad note, Nelly Cruz's sister among those killed in the roof collapse at the concert in the Dominican Republic, along with Octavio Dotel and Tony Blanco. And now Hall of Fame pitcher Pedro Martinez is saying on social media, several of his family members were inside the nightclub. Was this like a highfalutin inner circle baseball Dominican Republic people having like a party concert type of deal? It seems like there were a lot of important or successful people there.
From what I understand, it's definitely one of the most popular places to find yourself if you're trying to go out there from that standpoint and have a fun night like that. So it's no surprise, I think, just the level of this particular club and the value that it brings. I think that
and the concert, right? It was a big concert too.
Yeah, it was a huge event there, and
that artist lost their life.
A lot of big events there at that place.
Is it one of those situations where people were on the roof and then the roof collapsed?
Yeah. No, I don't know, but I don't believe so. I don't believe it was a people on the roof thing.
Okay. I'm always just terrified by these things. We've had a couple of different things. Didn't we have a sorority house that the other day? I mean, it just
at the University of Pitt.
Yeah, collapsed on some kids.
For St. Paddy's.
Yeah, and just you just wonder about, like, they put too many people maybe on a roof or don't really monitor that, and this all caves in. So, unfortunate, really.
Yeah, you know, I guess there's like dozens of people that are still missing because it's so much rubble. It must have been a pretty hefty roof.
Yeah, the death count was kept climbing. They were like throwing one number out, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's actually been a lot more than that. I mean, just a heartbreaking, devastating situation.
I'll see if I can, you know, get an answer on what the cause was for that structure collapse, Brian. But are you saying you heard that?
What's that?
That people were on the roof and I'm
terrified of some of these buildings when you have these parties and then they allow just so many people and the structure is not built to handle that, or it's an older structure and then all of a sudden it just collapses.
From the videos, it didn't look like there was anybody up there.
Okay.
You know, but who knows, bro?
I mean, the concert was going on. Yeah. I'd be inside probably.
Yeah. Sad stuff. It's scary as hell, bro.
Very scary. Okay, here 1 minute or 1 second, you know, gone the next type of sad stories. Here's Chief with some more around the bases.
Yeah, we'll start with the good news. One individual has some great news today. Another individual, perhaps not the best. We'll start with the good, and it comes courtesy of Ken Rosenthal, Vladdy Jr.
$500 million man.
Yes, and he will be receiving a historic $325 million signing bonus as part of that $500 million extension from the Blue Jays. So and he's a Florida resident, so Vlad Jr. will avoid paying state tax on this bonus, according to Spotrac. So $325 million is now also guaranteed against any future work stoppages as well. Because remember, the MLB, the CBA agreement expires in 19 months. So baseball could be heading for another strike situation, but he's guaranteed against any future work stoppages. So congratulations to Vladdy Jr. and his agent for putting together quite the contract there for the stud beast.
Insured against work stoppages? That's amazing.
Yes, dude.
You guys aren't playing, but you're going to have to kick down this $40 million this year.
And I didn't realize, I mean, Spotrac alleges that because he's a Florida resident, he won't have to pay the state taxes on it. I guess I don't know how all that works. I thought that depending on where you played and where the work was being done is how that all went. But maybe since it's a signing bonus, it's different because you're not talking about the necessarily like game checks per se.
Okay.
So, but that's just a beautiful situation for him right there.
I mean, you're living in a time where as a great athlete, you can legitimately sign one contract for $500 million. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of wealth that's being created for him.
For sure. And now you're seeing in a lot of sports, like the contracts are ballooning in a way that some of these owners, I don't know if they're going to be capable with the cash flow to pull off some of this stuff.
Yeah.
The deferred stuff we saw from the Dodgers, right?
Right, right.
Somebody's going to have to worry about that down the line. But
it's getting tough
now
to hold together a championship team because of luxury tax concerns.
Yeah, like in the NBA in particular. Yeah.
You have to be willing to lose money, and a lot of teams lose money. Like I heard Mark Cuban lost money 23 of the 25 years he owned the Mavs, right? So this was kind of a love thing. And obviously, you're earning as the value of your franchise goes up, but you know, in order to contend now, like the Golden State Warriors have to pay all this luxury tax. You want to keep your championship team together, Denver? It's going to be so much money that you are now operating at a loss. And I think they want that for competitive balance. But I don't know, man. I think the dynasties are what drive like growth of the sport, because it makes one team so popular that kids around the country, if they don't have a local team to pull for, they're going to pull for Michael Jordan. They're going to pull for Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, you know, and every other team hates them with a passion. Right?
That's good.
And that hate is good for the fan interest.
Speaking of making money, a tip of the cap to Chief for our guy Overshown, Agent Zero now, right?
He's back.
You nailed it?
Yeah, we did it. We ended up nailing
Cowboys
that.
Cowboys making jerseys now? Roll out?
Yeah.
In a depressed economy?
Looks like he took the first one off the press.
Yeah.
I do want to know the backstory on how he was trying to set it up for a last week announcement, and then it clearly got pushed to this week. And
maybe
was
somebody
like,
asked him.
There's no way that was an intentional Overshown ball sacking.
I think that was his first attempt at a rollout. Maybe he decided he's not going to be a rollout guy.
Maybe the Cowboys kind of came to him and said, listen, let's do this with some production and some value and things like that.
Oh,
and
I could see that.
And then here they have these, you know, the producing jerseys and stuff, but and Jerry Jones family continued to make money even in the off season.
there is a new hated ump going on in MLB right now? Because obviously Angel Hernandez left a giant void in terms of umpire hatred throughout all of Major League Baseball. And apparently Bruce Dreckman is the gentleman's name that everybody is hating on right now from an umpiring standpoint. So much so that there's...
Dude, Dreckman's out there, bro.
Oh, damn it. We got...
I seen Dreckman warming up, bro.
Well, it's really unfair what they're doing to Bruce Dreckman because now, to be fair, he's missed apparently 37 calls in the three games behind the plate this season.
Holy cow.
37 missed calls in three games behind the plate. So the dude is struggling in a big way. But the ball sacks that were flying around in his name today were pretty unfair.
Okay.
Because it was the breaking news. You know, it reads like when you see it the first time, you're going, oh my gosh, is this true? This would be all over ESPN right now if it were true.
I got one. MLB umpire Bruce Dreckman spotted taking swigs from a bottle of whiskey outside MGM Grand Detroit at 10 a.m. this morning prior to the Tigers and Yankees game, sources tell NBC Sports. We sat there and watched so many games in spring training, and on the challenges, I would say the umps were 8 out of 10, right?
The umps were pretty impressive.
I saw nothing to resemble an umpire that would go out there and basically blow a call per inning is what this dude's doing.
Exactly. Yeah. So this dude is struggling, but there is nothing nefarious about it. It seems like he truly is just that incompetent. So salute to him. There's no foul play involved. The guy's just poor at his job. But the ball sacks, there was a lot of them floating around similar to that one where this dude was like seen boozing before the game or whatever, which is patently false. But not a great day to be Bruce Dreckman. Now, it is a great day for MLB eaters across the sport. How about here locally? Hurtado Barbecue, cranking out a Jake burger.
There we go.
To throw on the menu. This is a double patty burger. It's got a mesquite smoked jalapeno ranch kind of thing on there. It looks delightful. Brandon Hurtado announced the video. I think they're calling it the Burgertron.
Yeah.
That's
his Twitter handle, I think.
Yes. And so Brandon, in the video announcement, did say that they're working to get this as a menu item at Globe Life Field.
So maybe when we get out there, not this Friday, but next for the Dodgers game, we can have one?
Next Friday. Hopefully. I don't know how tough it is to turn these things around and actually get it at the ballpark, but I would expect at some point this season, probably in the relatively near future, the Burgertron will be available for...
And
everyone.
Help me out with the calendar here. Would that Friday be a particular Good Friday, which for some people is the end of Lent?
End of Lent. You can have your burger.
So is it that day that you can do it? It's not like you have to wait through?
No.
Okay.
Some people do Easter. Some people do Good Friday. I'm a Good Friday guy myself.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Play through the Good Friday whistle.
I'm a good one. Allows me ever to eat quicker. Yeah.
I love it, dude. Yep. Yeah. And by the way, shout out to the Braves who have a nice little receptacle. In terms of consuming your booze, they have a full-on Atlanta Braves cleat that is in a mug. So it's like a mug cleat that you get to take home after consuming your coldies at a Braves game.
Yes, please, Rangers.
Yeah, come on. That's a valuable item right there.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I got to get on here on Twitter and check that bad boy out. Sounds like a legendary Stein.
That just sounds like you just kind of, that's just spilling stuff all over your place. The more you drink, it's just like,
there might be some balance issues in there.
Yeah, it's just not working.
I'll DM it to you, but it looks pretty awesome. Shout out to Darren Revell.
We got good balance on this thing?
Looks like it's got pretty good balance.
Okay.
All right. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. That is a proper round tripper here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. The Mavs and Lakers are tipping off here in about 20, 30 minutes. It's hard to tell with the ESPN national games, but I know it's not starting at 6:30. That's all I know.
Yeah. No, I saw the countdown 25 minutes.
Okay.
So roughly 6:45, I would say, is about when this thing will get tipped off.
We want you to join us next Thursday here in our fan showroom right downstairs, 4131 North Central Expressway. And it's our staple draft event, Draft 101 with Broadus and Wolchuk and the DallasCowboys.com crew. And they'll have burgers from Whataburger, lots of giveaways. It's going to be an awesome evening of football scouting with Broadus. You're going to learn a lot. That's next Thursday, and it's free of charge here. Okay, when we come back, time for a sports hodgepodge. Chief, what do you have in store for us?
Well, let's prep our bodies for the Luka return. We'll take a look at Prize Picks. What are the over-unders for Luka tonight? What are we going to be taking there? And we have Boots on the Ground, Bobby Belt, with a couple of interesting nuggets from the AAC. That's next right here on
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a fan.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. It is time for a sports hodgepodge with the Chief as we're about 20 minutes from tip-off at the AAC Lakers-Mavs. A lot of history going down in DFW sport here. Of course, the Stars collapsed last night. Unforgettable. That might have been the most unbelievable thing we've seen in DFW sport the last 2 months. That says a lot.
Been around sports a long time. Never seen a team fold like that in the last minute of a game.
Yeah.
I've seen some bad collapses, in basketball and stuff. Sure. We've seen, with Reggie Duke. Miller. I mean, we've seen, the Knicks. We've seen some collapses. But in hockey, never.
Shouldn't be able to happen. I'm not sure how it did.
No.
I guess the good news is wouldn't have happened if Otter was in there, and Otter will be in for the playoff games. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's the Chief with the hodgepodge.
Okay, I guess we're now under 20 minutes to tip off at the AAC, the return of Luka Doncic. Bobby Belt is out there right now in the plaza. I believe he will be bringing some Mavs fans sound to tomorrow's program starting at 6 a.m. with RJ Choppy, Sean Sharif back next week. But he says he's got some videos on his Twitter account. One, the fire Nico chants out in the plaza at the AAC are loud and proud and consistent. So that's the first thing, probably something to expect. Also in the video, he showed plenty of Lakers gold floating around there. Then the other thing, a fan ordered hundreds of clown noses and is handing them out for free to fans outside the arena. So you could expect to see a lot of red clown noses.
I want to see you juggle, clown.
Yeah, so that's going to be a part of the festivities tonight. Luka arriving to the AAC a couple of hours ago wearing all black. It will be a Mavericks funeral tonight.
And then he came out in all black sweats.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I saw that too.
He went double all black.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if the Lakers have an all black alternate uniform? I wonder if they, I don't know if you can just like decide on a whim that you want to do that, but
that'd be the move.
That would be a nice touch.
I'd pay the fine for it.
I wonder what type of conversations LeBron is having. It's a totally different type of feel when LeBron went back to Cleveland for the first time because all the hate was towards LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder what the pregame conversations are like between LeBron and Luka tonight. The Lakers at BetMGM -4.5 as a favorite tonight. And that's the most bet team to cover tonight at BetMGM.
Yeah, I don't imagine there's any way. Although Anthony Davis could go do something special, but I think this is that eye of the tiger Luka that we saw in OKC in Minnesota. He is going to come in here and put on an absolute show, and I do fully expect a Lakers blowout.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be a pretty close game, relatively, but I do expect Luka to come out on a different planet. And that first quarter, I would imagine double digits minimum in the first quarter for Luka.
The Lakers do have a black Mamba uniform.
Yeah, they do have one. I wonder
The last time they wore it was 2020.
Oh, geez.
And that was in a Game 2 victory over the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals.
Wow, okay. They repped
Anthony
in the playoffs.
Davis hit the game-winning three-pointer while donning the black Mamba attire.
Might be a good night to dust that off a little bit.
Yeah. I think Luka does have the eye of the tiger like Balboa, but the lifestyle of his Uncle Pauly. Remember that? You didn't watch Balboa. Did you watch Rocky?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's got a flask in his sweatpants.
Just got the update last hour. Nico is sitting courtside.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does he make it the whole game?
Maybe. Sure he does.
Maybe, if it's a blowout.
He's gonna have a clown nose on. He's going to have He's going to have the Thanks Luca t-shirt with a clown nose on.
That's a great visual.
I think the most unbelievable thing we've seen so far in the lead up to this is Jason Kidd at the press conference saying somebody compared it to Babe Ruth trade, which is kind of cool. I just maybe he's not a baseball guy.
Yeah,
does he not know?
That's weird.
It's one of the.
It's like Babe Ruth trade.
I thought that was a ballsack.
Nobody
quote.
Died.
Nobody died.
There's no way that could
Babe
be a
Ruth
real quote.
Ate a lot of hot.
What are you
dogs,
talking
drank a
about?
Lot of beer.
I mean,
lived a long time.
The tone deafness really knows no bounds with these guys, and now Jason Kidd getting in on the mix here is just. I mean, it's truly embarrassing at every turn, and just to add to the. Just to the poetic nature of all this dark comedy. Six years ago today, Dirk Nowitzki played his final game in Dallas, and the Mavs had that 2-hour thank you, Dirk ceremony post game. Mm. And now today, Luka returns for the first time wearing a Lakers jersey.
Mm. Yep, that is poetic.
And Dirk will be there, obviously, in attendance tonight. He's attended two NBA games live in person over the last few months. It was Luka's debut versus the Mavs. And then, of course, it'll be tonight as well. So I wonder, that'd be kind of funny if he was wearing a Laker 77 tonight.
I don't think he'd want to do that.
I don't think he wants to do that either. But you know, he is rooting for Luka to go ham nasty.
We need him to like head up an ownership group that could like buy the Mavs back. You know, I think that's honestly the best chance other than just waiting a decade for this whole thing to cleanse the palate.
Yeah, it's going to take at least that long. Okay, I'm looking at Prize Picks right now. Tolos, you have an opportunity to capitalize on Luka's return at the AAC tonight. And I would like for you boys to guess what you believe the points over under for Luka on Prize Picks. You have just over 9 minutes to go ahead and punch your ticket on Prize Picks for Luka before tip-off.
I would say the over-under sitting at 26.5 right now. Chief.
I was going to go over. Yeah, I was going to say 28 is what I was going to say.
You guys should feel pretty good. Well, 30.5.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
30.5.
Yeah, and I expect him to score 40-plus, maybe by halftime.
Yeah, I would be going more there on the Luka points with Prize Picks. 30.5. You go under?
Yeah. I think he's going to... There's going to be a lot of energy
expended in that first quarter.
And he's going to kind of get wore down. And by that, maybe the Lakers are blowing him out and he doesn't need to play. They sit him down.
There is a dimension to Luka's personality where he will defer, though. You know, when Kyrie got here and the whole who's taking the last shot thing, when he got to Los Angeles, he didn't want to impose his game on LeBron. And I just wonder where he is mentally coming into this game. Does he want to make it about him? Does he want to show up the Mavs? I would think so, yes. But there's also a part of him that in some social situations, he can kind of, you know, not be the star, have the spotlight on him.
Well, it's funny. I was talking with Bon Temps. Is that the guy? And him and Windhorst at Tim's book signing thing or the book
party?
Drop. And it's funny, but both those guys were saying that once Luka came to the Lakers, LeBron was happy because he didn't have to do any of the media stuff anymore. It's like, listen, hey, you're now the face of the franchise. You get to go talk after games. You get to do all the media. Yeah. I'm out of here.
That's why he ran off that court the first night.
He absolutely. Gotta go. That's what those Windhorst was saying. Yeah, LeBron told Luka, like, okay, you're face of the franchise now. You go get it.
And he didn't talk to the Mavs media that often.
No.
He must hate that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, for sure. He can't stand it.
Yeah.
He can't stand it. That's not that's not one of his favorite things either. But you also have an opportunity, 7 minutes right now. 7 minutes remain for your opportunity to capitalize on Luka on Prize Picks. What do you think the assist line is set at for Luka tonight? Speaking of the facilitator.
8.5.
10.
Sitting at 8. Both of you guys are hitting the more on that, it sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah, he's averaging with the Lakers like just under 8 assists per game. So, yeah, I don't know. I do think that you're right. There are times where he leans more into the facilitating version of himself. But I would have to imagine that this is one of those where Redick, Reeves, LeBron pulling him aside like, hey, this is your show tonight. You're the star.
Yeah.
And you go get yours.
Yeah, and this is probably the situation on the road that brings out the dog in him, but I can't rule out that some sort of I'm going to be the nice guy to the fans that love me doesn't come out in Luka. I can't quite bear the idea of putting my dagger in them like they did to me. You know, and I'm sure he wants to crush Nico, and I'm sure he wants to crush Jason Kidd. But you know when he shows up at these press conferences, like when he was traded, and he's all quiet and high. I'm nice Slovenian kid Luka. That's not you. That is not you, bro. Okay, you are power drinking, MFing, son of a gun, trying to fight everybody, calling everybody a P word. Mm-hmm. You're an F and P. You're an F and P. That's Luka, right? And then, you know, he gets into a new environment and suddenly he's deferring to everybody. So I wonder how that plays tonight.
Yeah. I can't wait for this. I hate that it's tipping off in like 10 minutes because I want to be parked right now. I'll be
watching it on the TV, you know, on my ride wherever I'm going. Yeah. I'm going to try to get that posted up on the dash.
Somewhere. Yeah, I got to get the mobile thing going.
Is that where y'all pull the TV at? You open up on your phone and put it right there in the dash while you drive?
Yeah, or I got a nice spot for it in my steering wheel where I can kind of hold the wheel and the phone at the same time and stay in the slow lane.
I hate y'all, bro. I hate y'all.
Sorry.
Oh, just in traffic watching the Luka game, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Be home soon, honey.
I'll keep it to speed limit.
Yeah, my dash doesn't have the setup really, where it's just easy. You know,
you almost need one of those Uber driver drop downs.
Yeah,
where you can have that thing
flip that thing horizontal
off the windshield.
Did you guys see Ja Morant's new celebration?
That's what Luka's going to drop on Nico tonight.
Nico throw the grenade at him. Yes, I love
what
this.
What a great pivot, dude. He's like, okay, I can't do the finger gun thing anymore. Let me go ahead and act like I'm launching a grenade into the stands.
It's just rebellious and trolly enough for me to love it because he hasn't actually hurt anybody.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
He's fine. He's funny, too.
Dude, apparently. You know who's not fine? Somebody's got to pull Zion aside and just tell him, like, dude, you gotta clean it up with, you know, have a little bit more wisdom about you with the women that you choose.
You might have cataracts or something, bro. You need to get your eyes checked.
Yeah,
that's... I mean, it's got permanent beer goggles on at all times. Like, this is a scraggly group of women. If you put them all together, look like Bone Thugs and Harmony, bro.
Yeah, this is a mugshot of this lady that I'm looking at here that is an alleged Zion Williamson stalker. Akeem Love is her name. Reportedly assaulted a romantic rival of Zion's inside his home. Hit her with keys, tore off the nails, threatened her, quote, count your days, it's going to be your head next when I drop this baby. I don't even know what she's talking about.
When I drop this baby. It means when I get this baby out of me, I'm going to kick your ass again.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. She also allegedly egged Zion's house, for what it's worth. She faces three counts.
She got the neighborhood kids together.
That's expensive, too, by the way.
Yeah, that was not a cheap run.
She might have a really good arm then. Do you think he's got a pretty big home that he can... Like, yeah, how did she get past
from
the
street?
Gate?
Like,
girl's got a hose, man. Yeah, she really does.
There's some great AI Zions right now with him explaining himself.
Are there really? Crap, yeah. I wish I would have seen that. I would have played that.
I just love crazy B-words. What can I say?
Yeah, he's definitely got a type, but she faces three counts of home invasion, aggravated burglary, and stalking.
That's love.
Somebody said something funny. They said Nico thinks
love.
Nico thinks Luka is Zion. That put the picture in the frame for me.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, at least Luka knows how to pick a stand-up woman to be the wife and mother of his child. Zion all over the place with the love life stuff. Okay, we're looking right now. It looks like the tribute's going on right now on ESPN, the AAC. We're seeing the Luka pregame video tribute. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on, pull it up.
Nice. My games, and even judge how I played, and I hope to see you soon.
There it is! Corner, Luka!
Oh, yeah! And 2019 Rookie of the Year is...
Luka Doncic.
2 seconds. Doncic for the win!
I traded him.
Luka Doncic!
Yeah.
I traded him. You're playing this.
Showing all his trick shots.
Hey, my baby. How do you like your coffee? Is it a little Korean?
Doncic pulls up. Three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good!
He's crying. His lip is shivering.
Yeah, he's got the watered up eyes.
Yeah, he's got shiver lip.
Unless he was smoking on the patio before he got out here.
I wonder what this is going to do to his game, dude.
We're trying to wreck it. Maybe this is going to work.
Great job, Nico.
Yeah.
Now full tears are flowing.
Look what you did, bro.
No Sean Marino style.
Look what you did to our city.
Oh, he's crying.
Yeah,
oh,
he really is.
I hate y'all. I hate you, Nico.
He's having to bite his quivering lip right now.
He got to be at his house today for a while, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's feeling the love from the fans, man. He's hiding his face in a towel.
Thank you so much.
Now he's getting up. Can't tell how loud the cheer is. LeBron has got his game face on 1,000. Yeah, it might be LeBron in assassin mode tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But there he was, Luka, watching on, very, very emotional, quivering lip and watery eyes there, soaking it all in at the AAC. That was cool. Thank you for pulling that up, Lucius. That was awesome.
Yeah,
that was amazing. All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Historic night of hoop. The Fan After Dark is coming up next tonight, featuring Carter Freeman in for Blake Elliott, who is at the AAC taking in the history. Carter and Fred join us next in the Nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's Mavs Lakers tonight. Fan After Dark. We'll be talking about that and more. Luka just made his first bucket as a Laker against the Mavs. It's 4-2 Los Angeles first quarter. It is his first possession, his first usage. He drove and decided to throw a behind-the-back pass to Najee Marshall. So his first play was a turnover against the Mavs, but now he's got a bucket. Cried in the pregame. That wasn't fake tears.
No,
that was significant.
For real. It wasn't fake about that.
As Fred and Carter Freeman join us now here in the G-Bag Nation, getting ready for this Fan After Dark 7 to 11. How we doing, boys?
Man, fantastic. You know, wasn't on last night. You know, got the Rangers back in the mix. Good to see the Rangers get a dub today. And, of course, Blake is at the AAC. He said that the intros were obviously very pro-Luka. Mavs did not get a lot of love in their intros. And then, of course, mentioned that, yes, there was crying. And then where I was kind of disappointed with Blake, though, was he was walking in the bowels of AAC next to Nico.
Wow.
And I said, did you say anything?
Did you sweep the leg?
You know, anything, you know, like maybe try to get him on the show. Didn't say anything. Didn't say anything to him. So,
well, it would have been worth a shot.
I'm
sure Nico's looking for any friendly face in the building right now. Does he like me? Man, let's sit down.
Worst he can say is no. All right. Hey, let's just talk about it. We'll give you a platform to discuss it. So,
how's the discussion changed tonight with young Carter Freeman on board instead of Blake? What do you think? How are you going to handle this, Fred?
Oof. I mean, look, I want to say Carter made his co-hosting debut with me.
I did.
Like what, 6 months ago?
Couple months ago, we had about an hour and a half show ahead of a Rangers late season game. It was Jacob DeGrom's first game back from Tommy John, actually.
Exactly.
Was that show. So we've done an hour and a half, but yeah, 4 hours will be. This is my maiden voyage doing 4 hours. But we were talking during the break, you know, Fred is the more kind of, Fred will bring the chaos. I'll be a lot more of the calm. I think it'll be a different element than how he and Blake interact, because that's two chaotic minds.
A lot of chaos right there.
So I'll try and rein it in just a tad.
Okay. All right. Looking forward to it. So what do you guys have planned for the show? A lot of college football talk with Carter. Going to take advantage
about
of this
3.5 hours
encyclopedia.
Well, that and just, you know, why not more spring games?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll probably do a whole hour on that. Look, we're going to get into a little, obviously, we'll talk a little bit of Rangers. I mean, obviously, a big win today. Glad to see that, 9-4. And then, of course, obviously, we'll get into this Mavericks game. We're going to have Blake. He's going to be getting in touch with us, calling us from the AAC at halftime. We'll get into a little bit of what Adam Schefter had to say, which really wasn't much. I don't know that we gleaned a whole lot from him today, but we'll kind of go into that a little bit. And then, of course,
Adam Schefter, I like he believes the tush push ban is coming. He does not believe the Eagles are going to be tush pushing in 25.
That. Makes sense, though, right? Because I heard that that's the whole reason why they tabled the vote, was because they wanted to get everybody on board with it. But
okay.
That's what
they didn't have enough.
They didn't have enough votes. Okay. And so I guess there was, you know, there was still a segment of folks that are like, and I'll tell you what, I don't know if you guys have heard what Sean McVay said. I thought he's had the best explanation for the tush push, where he said, look, I'm not a, I don't like taking a play that works, but at the same time, it doesn't look like football.
Hmm.
Like it's a rugby. I think if you took the push part away.
Yeah.
I mean, because I guess my question would, to you guys would be, and Broadus, you help me if I'm wrong about this. Mm. When did we make it okay to push people? Like, I thought that was the whole thing.
Yeah,
like, was
so the NFL. It's changed a lot. I mean, we talk about what happened in that USC Notre Dame game. You know, the Bush push. And then, so to me, I always thought it was a safety factor that they didn't want guys pushing piles.
That's why you can't push linebackers.
Yeah.
But you can't pull either.
You know, you'll see a running back, you know, break through 4 or 5 yards, and there'll be a scrum, and then all of a sudden a lineman will come and, you know, hit the dude, and 4 or 5 yards goes forward. So I would like to see that taken out, but no, we'll see. But so we got that going on. It is a haiku hump day Wednesday, so we got Luca as one of the topics, and then of course tariffs other one. Mm. Yes.
Wow, another big development on that today. That was an exciting. Unforeseen event for sure.
So I got 90 days to figure out my haiku, right? Because we got a lot of these.
You got about 90 minutes.
I think the S&P made its greatest recovery ever. Like
that, and
up 10% or something. It was glorious.
Are you watching what stocks are moving and grooving? Because there's no way that they're not my allegations. Looking at some stocks, some companies.
Yeah.
Saying, man, those tariffs are really hit right here, 30%. We might do that one day. And then everybody panics. You buy those things up. They say, you know what? Looks pretty good now. It shoots back up.
They're playing with the levers.
They're doing it, dog.
3 hours before the announcement, he said on that other social media spot, it's a good time to buy.
Come on.
Just say that.
I'm trying to pay attention. I ain't going to be a hater, man. I'm trying to pay attention. Dude, the street's got to eat.
Bro is literally telling you when to buy and sell right now.
I see it.
When to buy the dip.
He said that bond market sure does look good, boys.
He sure did.
Rangers 9-4. They won today. They've scored 6 in back-to-back games.
Which is nice.
How buoyed are you by that? I think it's at least taken me off the panic button. It's taken me off the knee-jerk for now.
The only thing I'm a little nervous about, and I know, actually, and I heard you guys, I think it was you guys, maybe it was, hell, it might have been the morning show, because I have been, like I was telling Chief, I've actually been getting up early today, the last few days, because I've been up. Well, maybe that too. You know, look, between Marcus Semien's my biggest concern right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. That would be, look, Seager hitting 2 bombs today.
Jock Peterson.
Obviously. I'm not mad at you on that one either.
But he's younger. He's like 3 years younger.
Yeah, but he isn't hitting.
I was going to say, hell, the one thing you brought him in here was to hit, and he ain't doing that. You're starting to see a little bit. Let's see what happens over the next few nights in Seattle. Tell you what, though, pitching-wise, hey, feeling real good about that.
It's amazing, you know, and with what happened today with Malley, I feel like, wow, you get this team in a postseason series, and they can throw a lot of great starting pitching at you. Toppin going back to Tech, how big is that a deal in the Big 12 basketball scene?
Almost as big as Flory Badunga coming back to KU. So, you know, by the way.
Is he the guy who got in the transfer portal and changed his mind?
Jumped in the transfer portal a week later, said, I'm coming back to KU.
He's heating up.
It's college basketball, man.
Luka's got 7 of the Lakers 14. Yeah, so he cried. He shook it off. I mean, the game had actually started, and he still had the sniffles.
Yeah, he did.
You know, but he's hooping now.
I just think Clay did a three.
Oh, you got a little prize pick action?
Yeah, you know, a little something. Little
I think Clay did hit a three. He did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Did. Okay, so I need Luca to go triple double.
Well, now we're all playing some offense. No, it's like an all star game going on right now.
Hey, let's do it.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went about 2.5 flawless there after the Rangers game. They won. Thanks to Eric Chiafalo. We'll chuck back tomorrow. For Brian Broadus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Fan After Dark is next. You're going home with the Nation, Eddie.